Well, hey there, friends, and welcome back to the Creative Shop Talk podcast and the second part of our sales series and our marketing series called Stop Hiding and Be Found Already. Not actually called that, but it is about stop hiding and be found. I'm hoping you enjoyed the first part. If you haven't been listening to the series, we had the first episode. You can pause maybe and go back to that episode if you haven't listened to it already. And if you have, today we are going to be talking about being searchable and being findable, if you will. I've used that word here many times on the podcast, and my clients are used to me saying that. It's really important that people can find us. So last week we chatted in the first part about expanding awareness of our shop and the reason that's important, the reason that we need to keep growing the audience that we have and attracting new people who are talking about us and who are chatting about us and who know we exist. And that might be far and wide, and it might be down around the corner. We all know that it's sometimes frustrating when people say, I didn't know you were here, that you've been running your business for 17 years in the same location, and they still do not know you're there. It happens. It's going to continue to happen. We all need to get over that, right? But we really want you to be the one in town that everybody knows exists. So we want to know who we're talking to. We want to know where they are and how we can reach them. And we talked about what they find when they do find us. Last week, we talked about the reason and the importance of making sure all of our assets, all of our forward-facing assets are on brand and that they are bingeable and that they are wonderful, so that everything that we are putting out in this effort of marketing is coming back and then they're falling in love with what we actually are, not what's just sort of hanging out there on the interwebs, as they say. So we're making sure we're on brand. So go back and listen to episode one or part one of this series if you haven't already. Today we're going to focus on being findable. And I want to remind you that all of the things we're going to talk about today are free. They're free. We don't have to invest in paid marketing until we do all of these things. This is always my want for you, is that until you clean all these things up, we're not investing in any kind of marketing payments, or we're not paying for marketing until we have these things cleaned up. So today we're going to talk about being searchable specifically off of social media. We have to remember that if we're trying to build our business just on social media, we are building on rented land, on borrowed land. We do not own our social media accounts. So having all of the eggs in one basket is not a good thing. Running a retail business doesn't have to be so hard. Welcome to the Creative Shop Talk podcast, the go-to podcast for creative shop owners, studio owners, and independent retailers. I'm your host, Wendy Batten, retail business coach and mentor. Each week, I'll share simple, proven business strategies, inspiring stories from fellow retailers, and advice from industry experts. Together, we're going to work to find the success you want from your retail business with more profits in your till and a little more joy in your life. If you're a regular listener to the podcast, you know I'm going to tell you to grow your email list and all the other wonderful ways we can keep our clients engaged, nurtured. However, one of the very beginning parts of our relationship and the customer journey is about being findable off of social media. What if they're not on social media? What if they're not on the platform that you're spending all your time? What if you lose your platform? What if you're one of those people who only has 1-2% of your social media being seen? So we want to make sure that we're not just focusing on social media, although we're going to talk about social media. We always do, right? So I'm going to share with you three different things that we want to make sure that we have in place so that we can be findable, so that we are found by our clients. First thing I want to remind you is that customers are always looking for amazing shops like yours. You have an amazing shop. You're doing good things. You have amazing things to offer. You know that. I know that. Let's make sure that the world knows that and the people in your community know that. So people buy for two reasons: when they need something or why, like why, like when and why. Those are the two reasons that, you know, two things that they buy or that they're buying. So we want to make sure that when they want to find us or they have something that they want to buy, and so the why is we are showing up. We are the one that pops up. We are the one they think about. We are the one that shows up on their Google. We are the one that shows up when they ask the hairdressers down the road. We are the one they mention. So it's really, really important that we have a lot of our ducks in a row. So one of those things that we want to make sure we have in complete order, and again, the optics of this is going to be really important. We want to make sure we have our Google business page updated. I can hear people through the podcast waves saying, "Oh, Wendy, you talk about this a lot," and I'm going to keep talking about it forever and ever until there's no Google. But your Google Maps and your Google profile need to be updated. Yes, this is part of the forward-facing assets I mentioned yesterday, but I want to bring it a little bit further today and talk about why it's important that you be searchable. So we want to make sure that you are using SEO, search engine optimization, to be found by people who are searching for bookshops near me, things to do in my town, you know, yarn, craft, creative shops. Again, I want you to notice that I used three different words to describe maybe one yarn shop. So it's really important that we are showing up with the right words. So making sure that your Google Business account has the proper words in your customer's language. So I've shared the story before that I did not like being called an arts and craft shop. I just wasn't an arts and craft shop when I owned my paint shop and studio, but that's what people were searching for. That's what they were searching for. I've had many conversations recently with a lot of my mastermind members who are in the creative world, in and around the fact that they call it DIY, which I did too in my creative world, DIY studio. Well, not everybody calls it a DIY studio. A DIY studio sometimes to some people means, and to a lot of people means, renovations and house renovations. So DIY isn't always what I might be searched for. I might be searched for paint studio, craft studio, arts and craft studio, all the different words. So one of my yarn shop clients, we've had to make sure that her profile has craft shop, creative studio, yarn shop, fiber shop. You know, we have to make sure that we're putting in the words. So under your Google business profile, we want to make sure that that's updated with a really good description of what you do and how amazing your shop is, the towns and the area that you serve. You can sprinkle that in there as well. We want to make sure there's photos in there. We want to make sure you're really focused on reviews. We want to make sure that reviews are a highlight that you have in there, and that it's super inviting, and that you have the SEO words. And by inviting, I'm going to go back on that. By inviting, I mean not just a very proficient, you know, detailed description of what you do in your shop. We want to make sure that your vibe is coming out in your Google description. So we want to make sure that the optics, again, what people see is matters. What people, you know, if they see a whole lot of reviews and they see, you know, a lovely feeling, you know, the optics, and it's very inviting, and then they found you with the keywords, you know, they're going to choose you over any competitor or any other store in town. Really, they're going to choose you. So the SEO portion of that is super important, that the words you use in your Google business account are searchable, are the right words. We want you to be the, you know, the best bookshop in Smithville or whatever, wherever you are. The, you know, if I'm looking for yarn shops near me, I want you to pop up. So I want to make sure that you understand that. So that's the first part, Google business and why SEO is important. The second part to the SEO portion of the portion or the reason that I want you to be findable and not hiding, again, this is where you're not hiding, is your website. So a lot of you have websites that are just product thrown in there. So if you have an e-commerce portion of your website, so let's make sure that we are including SEO searchable words. And again, if you're an Inner Circle member, we have an entire checklist that you can use for your website. We have a Google Business checklist as well that you can do for like a little audit on yourself. We have these resources inside the Retailer's Inner Circle. I just wanted to mention that. And we also have other podcasts that we've talked about a little bit more in detail. But it's really important that we understand that we're not hiding and that we be found with SEO. So Google your business, first one. Second part is your website. So how do we sprinkle in SEO into our website? Well, hey there, my friend. I hope you are enjoying this podcast series on being found, being known, and hopefully you will stop hiding because you have a lot to share. I also wanted to share with you at this time, especially if you're a brick and mortar retailer, really looking to level up a little bit on your marketing game without wasting any time, energy, or money, because we just don't have a lot of that to spare these days, right? I want to just remind you that there are three different opportunities for you to get the support you need around your marketing. There's no reason not to be able to do this. We've made it super affordable with our 1-hour on-demand workshop. It's called Foot Traffic Make Simple. It is packed with all the basics that you need to kickstart your marketing efforts so that you have all of the areas of the funnel filled, so you can consider what to put in all of those areas for your own feel-good marketing strategy. It's not about what everybody else is doing. It's about filling those parts of the strategy, or putting strategy in place to fill all those parts of the funnel your way, so that everybody can find your beautiful shop. We also have a large workshop inside the Retailer's Inner Circle. So if you're looking for a little more support, you're going to want to join us inside the Retailer's Inner Circle. You can grab the workshop called Foot Traffic Made Simple. We have the workshop, we have supporting documents, we have promotional ideas. We also have in that group the opportunity for you to ask me anything inside that group during our monthly roundtables or in weekly posts. So if you're looking for help and you want a fabulous community, you can join us inside the Retailer's Inner Circle. And I should mention, it's not really about me and how I help you, it's about the community. They have all tried these ideas and they have implemented the foot traffic strategy. So they have information to offer and support to give. So I give the advice or the lessons and will help answer any of your questions. The community inside will help support you and with idea generation. We also have one of my favorite things to do is our small group 6-week sales and marketing accelerator program. This is a favorite of mine. It's kicking off in April and it has proven and actionable steps. It's a small group of really dedicated retailers. And if that's you and you're interested in really just having me walk alongside you with a small group of people, let's get together, join me for 6 weeks starting in April, and we will together build your marketing strategy. This has been a very powerful program. That's why I'm repeating it again this spring. Last year we did it twice. We've had retailers take it both times with great success, and they see such momentum that they're joining us again. I've already been told, like, when are you doing it? And they're already lining up to join us. It is a limited seating capacity. So if that's something that's of interest to you, please make sure you join us. That's called the Sales Accelerator Program. It starts in April. I hope you will join us, and I hope you will consider putting into place a full marketing strategy for you and your beautiful business. If any of these programs are of interest to you, check them all out at wendybatten.com. Let's make it happen. Okay, my friends, let's get back to the show. We make sure that our town is mentioned. We make sure that the descriptive words are being used and the products that we have and the services that we have. You don't have to have a fancy-dancy, crazy-pants website. If you're not an e-commerce retailer, you still probably should or want to have a website just for, again, optics and professionalism. And so, like, you're a real business and that you look good. So even if it's just a one-pager with some contact information and a map and some SEO words in there, we just want to make sure that it's still showing up for people searching for you. So on that note, this part is going to ruffle some feathers and you're not going to like this part, but I want you to be open to this concept as well. Adding a blog portion to your website is huge because it might not just be your customers reading, or it's probably not just your customers, like who reads a lot of blogs. And, you know, that's what somebody said to me the other day, but Google reads your blogs. They know that you have content in there that's fresh. They read the words, they crawl all through it. They understand, you know, they're looking for information. So if you can update your blog regularly, with regular consistency. So it can be once a week, it can be twice a month, it can be once a month, just something fresh and new. And what you can add in your blog, if you're wondering, like, what the heck am I going to blog about, Wendy? Like, what am I going to write about? I have clients who use their newsletter format for their blog. They actually just like scrape it off, you know, the same content, and they put it on their blog. And that can be information about what's happening in your town. So you're getting the SEO words of your town. You can say, hey, it's been really interesting. You know, it's been cold or snowy, or it's been, which is what's going on in my world. You know, I know the shop has been closed a lot lately due to snowstorms. Let's have a party. You know, those kinds of things. We can talk about new product launches, some cool things that are happening in our store. And again, that's dropping words like in our dishware department, we have a new line of yada yada, whatever's coming in, and we're so excited. Susie's been, you know, busy unpacking, and you know, you can kind of tell the little story on a human level of what's happening around the shop, what's featured, like we have these beautiful things featured, and write it as if you're writing, your blog can be written as if it's written to a friend, and that's how we think of our clients a lot of times. So we want to make sure that it's still, you know, it's not perfunctory. And I always say add a little bit of community news. Our friends at Joe's Coffee Shop, which y'all know I talk about Joe's Coffee Shop a lot. Our friends at Joe's Coffee Shop just celebrated their third birthday. We're so excited. We were there for a little party. And you can show a picture of Joe's Coffee Shop because that's going to help you keep community words, community collaborations, which we're talking about next week, by the way, at the forefront, in the Google search words. It's going to show that you're talking about things going on in your community. You're relevant. This is what Google's looking for. And bonus, this is what your clients love to read as well. So that's a very short blurb on why you'd want to blog. You can also do your blog on products like helping your clients. So 27 ways to style a mantle using all, you know, using our beautiful things, plus things you have at home, and just sprinkling in words from your town, sprinkling in SEO words in your blogs. So being consistent is the key. So again, simple community updates as well works really well. Featuring clients works really well. Featuring clients in your community. There's lots of things we can do with blogs. And that's a whole podcast, I guess, for another day. But I did want to remind you. So we have Google Your Business, Google Maps, making sure your profile is completely updated and SEO-able. We want to make sure your website's updated, searchable, fresh. It's also searchable off of social media. It's also a searchable engine for Google. And the third one is social media and being consistent on whatever platform you are on. And I know that that's more of a, these are all more of tasks, but they're also part of a strategy. So we're not just going to do social media for the sake of social media or the website or the Google business. We're doing this for strategy. And our strategy, as I want to remind you, is what is the goal? Well, our goal is to be searchable by new clients, new eyeballs. How are new people finding us? And then the tactics on how we're going to do that is updating our Google business so we're findable, keeping our website update it so it's, you know, it's fresh and Google's finding that, it's crawling that. And three, we're going to be consistent on our social media around making sure that we're talking about searchable content, things that people are interested in. So I want to remind you, if people can't find you, they can't shop with you, right? We need to make sure that we stop hiding and that we are findable. So that's it for today. I hope that's been helpful. Next week on part three, I am going to be talking about collaborations and how to get in the community a little bit more without networking events. And we're going to talk a little bit more, and I'm going to share some strategy and some tactics around doing that so you can stop hiding in your community and so people are finding you and talking about you. So thank you so much for being here today. I want to remind you that if you want me by your side helping you with your marketing, I have the privilege and the pleasure of working with hundreds of retailers inside my Retailers Inner Circle. And we have our big 6-week sales accelerator program, which I am super excited about. And again, I'm right there by your side for 6 weeks with my eyes on your business and your marketing, and we'll do it your way. Everybody's creating the funnel, and we talk about all of these strategies, but we're going to do it so it feels good for you. I call it feel good marketing, and we're going to work through all of the parts of my 5-part marketing framework, from getting the new eyeballs on your business. What do we do once we find, you know, how do we get them in the shop? We're going to learn how to take them from browsers to buyers. We're going to learn how to increase our average orders and our sales in store and all the things that that looks like. And how do we get our customers to come back again and again? So we'll be doing that starting in April, mid-April. Our sessions are open right now. It's a 6-week sales accelerator program. I love teaching. It is so much fun, and I'd love to have you in that class. And of course, we also have our 1-hour on-demand course if you just want to see the basics. If you don't want any help with any of that and you just want to see the basics, I have tried to cover all bases for you so you are not stuck with your marketing. We want to make sure that people find you and love on your beautiful shop. We want everybody talking about you. We want you to be the go-to in your community. Thanks for being here today. I hope you have a fabulous week, and we will see you next week for part 3 of our 3-part marketing series. We'll talk to you soon. See you then. Well, that's it for this week's episode of the Creative Shop Talk podcast. I'm so glad that you're here to join us this week, and I hope you found value in what we're sharing here. I want to remind you that our website has all of the show notes. You can find it at wendybatten.com/podcast. Everything that you need to hear about today's podcast is there. Also an opportunity if you need to reach out to me. If I can support you in any way whatsoever, please feel free to reach out. So thanks for joining us. Please leave a review, subscribe if you can, and never miss an episode. We hope to see you back here again next week. Thanks, my friend. Have a great week.